In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
You're well? You're happy? You look so cheerful today. That's always very encouraging. Okay. I would like to speak to you today about time. Time. What do you know about time? Tell me anything you know about time.
About?
Huh?
Like, I know.
You know what time is?
6:35.
6:35, okay. It must be a time that you have to wake up, okay? Maybe to go to school. Okay, what else do you know about time? How can you tell time? Do you know, Daniel? Huh? You have to look at your? Huh? Yes?
You just look into a watch and find it?
Yeah. You just look into your watch and you can tell what time it is, right? What else do you know about time?
Like, I woke up early at 6.
At 6, not 6:35.
6:30. I woke up at 6:35.
That's really early. I'm so proud of you. Just to come to church, right? You wake up that early just to come to church. Okay. Do we have a lot of time or do we have just a little bit of time? Like in general, what do you think? Like how do you treat your time?
Use it wisely.
You have to use it wisely. Yeah. What about when you're with your friends? How do you feel time passes by? Like very slowly or very quickly? What do you think, Andrea?
Very quickly.
Very quickly. What if you're not like doing something very exciting and you're kind of bored? How do you feel that time passes by? Yes, Catherine?
A week longer.
Yeah, it just keeps extending. It just seems like time goes by so long. Okay. Now, the Bible has a very nice verse that speaks about time. It says, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Redeeming the time. What do you think that verse means? To redeem the time, meaning that we have to do what with our time? Yes.
To keep it precious.
Keep it precious, yeah. Know that the moment that comes and passes away doesn't come back again. Now, why do you think I want to speak to you about time today? We're just entering into what season of the year? There's a certain season that we're going to into the year now, and it's called what? What do you think? Which season is it? Is it winter? Is it fall? This season is called? It's called?
Spring.
Yes, we are now into the spring. Excellent. And then the next season over is going to be called the?
Summer,
the most fun season of the year, when everyone is off school and we have a lot of what? What's the keyword?
In my school, my clock goes fast.
Goes fast in school?
Yeah.
Because you must be having lots of fun. That's why time goes by so quickly, right? Okay, excellent. So during the summer time, what do we do? What sort of things do we end up doing? We don't have any homework, right? Do you have any homework during the summer?
Yeah.
Usually, not so much, unless you want to catch up. So we end up doing what to our time? A lot of what in the summer?
Fun.
You do a lot of fun things. But on other occasions, what do we end up doing in the summertime? What's the key word here? It starts with the W. We end up doing what? Yes, wasting our time. But the Bible teaches us that we have to redeem the time, meaning that we have to take care of every moment of our lives. There isn't any moment to be wasted. We have to take care of it. So I want you to give me some ideas on what kind of fun things to do during the summer so that we can redeem our time and not waste it. Give me some ideas now. What sort of things can we do in the summer? And that's, I'm speaking about it now because maybe you need to plan ahead. Right? You're not going to wait until July and say, well, I'm kind of bored, so just let me go bug my sister. Right? Or I have nothing to do, so just let me go vandalize my neighbor's house or, bug my cat or my dog or whatever it is. Okay? We want to do something that is beneficial in the summertime. What kind of ideas can you give us so that we can all benefit from it? Swimming, okay, excellent, that's one thing to do.
Read the Bible.
You can have more time to read in your Bible and to dig into the Word of God. What other things can you do?
Sports.
Yeah, different kinds of sports. Weather is nice, you can join like a league or do some fun things, yes?
Go to the beach and like go to Florida like me, and you can go, you can do baseball, you can go swimming like them.
Wow.
And you can read the Bible more time.
Excellent. Philip has given us like a handful of ideas. You can go to the beach, you can go to Florida, you can read the Bible, you can go swimming, lots of fun things to do. Redeeming our time, good.
And you can do baseball.
And baseball. And you can do some more prayers. You will wake up at home in the morning and you don't really have to rush to school. And then you can do some prayer, right? You can do some prayer. What else can you do? Yes, then.
You can't rush to school because
you like to take your time.
You have to take your time to go to school.
Excellent. You can just take your time and things. You don't have to rush all the time, right? Okay. So here's the idea. We have to promise each other that this summer is going to be different than any other summers that has passed by. There is no time to waste. Okay? You can get some rest for sure. You can wake up a little bit later because it's summertime. But the bottom line, you have to sit with your parents. You have to make a schedule for the summer. And you're going to say, how am I going to grow spiritually in this summer? Okay, I just have a little short time. We have some conventions coming up. Maybe you can practice reading the Bible and praying and memorizing some things for the convention, right? You can join some sports. You can do some physical exercises. But don't waste your time only with video games, right? And bugging each other and being bored. This is how we all redeem our time. Okay, who promises that they will not waste time this summer and they will benefit from the summertime? Who makes that promise? Okay, I like that. God bless you all and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
Like, yes.
Okay, one more comment by Philip.
Yesterday, I prayed to Jesus that he would help my summer.
Oh, okay, pray to Jesus that he would help your sunburn. So when you go to Florida, you don't get sunburned, okay?
Yeah, I got sunburn.
Excellent. Thank you so much.